Consequences of a narrow-minded analysis. As said, the topic of Ashura and Karbala and character of Imam Hussein is dependent on an exegesis like many other topics. No one can challenge that without an exegesis he has understood this topic. In that era also, now also, and in the future also, it needs an exegesis. I talked about and listed down 20 popular opinions on this topic, which came in the minds of certain elders and scholars. Then I also said that the exegesis of Karbala or event of Ashura, this holy uprising and events like these are very difficult to do an exegesis. It is not necessary for all to do an exegesis. This is because existence of a close association between the subject and the one who is doing its exegesis is an essential criterion of doing an exegesis. The one who is analyzing a scene and the scene itself should be similar in their expanse. A narrow vision cannot do an exegesis of such a deep event, and we have seen the outcome of such an approach. Maulana Rum has given a beautiful example of such an approach. When the scene is big and the vision is narrow, the outcome of analysis which comes out turns out to be a mockery of thoughts, visions and opinions. This is because opinions are formed only when a vision looks at a scene. When vision falls on a scene, then an opinion comes into an existence. Hence the limits of opinion is not limited to the scene. It is limited to the vision and perception of the scene. The bigger the vision, the better will be the opinion. Scene at times are much bigger than the vision. Hence the opinions formed for such scenes would be several, like that of universe. Since universe is vast, very vast, there are vast opinions about universe also. Opinion is under control of vision and not under control of scene. The example which Maulana Rum presented was that in a closed dark room, an elephant was placed. Then many analysts and visionaries in an organized form were sent inside the room to see what is inside the room. It is natural that since the room is dark, they cannot see anything, as they had only felt it with their hands inside the room to form the opinion. Here is necessary to mention that there are some people who always say that we don't have time. We are busy with our routine work and jobs, and they want the result in few sentences only. But this does not work out in many cases. At certain places, you need to stop, be patient, and give time to understand something. In this example, many came inside the room in a rush and within a short time attempted to gather knowledge about what was inside room. One touched his hand and went out. Others did the same thing. Third also followed the same way. Whatever they could feel in rush, they did. Hence in this short time, the elephant could be understood in a limited form only. The acquisition of knowledge depends on how much time and opportunity we spend to gain it. One person enters in a rush and touches it. His hands hits the tail. When he goes out, everybody asks about what he saw inside. He replies that a broom is hanging inside the room. As he only touches the tail, because of his rush and because of his narrow vision, the big elephant has changed into a broom. That's why whoever looks in a rush at the universe, for them, universe appears just like a broomstick. But whoever watches it with patience, they get entirely different views about this universe. So some said that This is a pillar, a throne according to Nada. It was a fan inside. Everyone presented his own opinion, but whoever watched and touched all the parts of the entire body of the elephant, he found it to be an elephant. Thus, current vision is that which is comprehensive and not formed in a rush, that which is done by analyzing every aspect of the case with patience and endurance. Thus, we should reserve time for acquiring knowledge. We should save time from other places and use it for such things. It should not be that we should save time from religious gatherings, mosques, madrasas, and then waste it in shopping centers, markets, festivals, in unfruitful journeys on the road. This is a lost ideal. Where we save the time from our lives and spend it on roads. It is necessary to save time, but it is also important on where do we spend our saved time. We should save time on the roads and use it for such things and not vice versa, else it is an extravagant act of life.